All right, welcome back to Myth Buzzers, up to myth number 92. Learning today is sponsored by Bobby Kaplan in memory of his father, Dov Baer ben Shlomo HaKohen, by Danny Klein in memory of his father, Gershom ben Menachem David, and by Norman Sohn in memory of his mother, Firmit Bas Pinchas, Tehinish Masim Tzura B'Tzura Chaim, and for Refuah Shlema for Shira Bas Devor Leah. Okay, I'm getting in the Pesach Chag HaAviv spirit, reporting from outside today. It's kind of nice, probably a day early. That's why I got my sweatshirt on still. But nonetheless, okay, it's been a while since I've been outside, and I feel like our Pesach Mythbusters, a good time to get back out. So, but I hate to start on such a bummer, unfortunately, and it's kind of like revealing that the Tooth Fairy isn't real. I might not be revealing this, maybe it's not such a myth, but talking today about the fact that Eliyahu Navi does not likely, at least as far as the Makoros go, we have no source that he's actually showing up to our Siddur. He might, but I don't really have a, there's no real good source for the notion that he's coming to our Seder, and certainly that he's not that he's drinking the fifth cup of wine. So where did this come from, and what is behind it? So a couple of things. First of all, there is a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer quoted by the Tur in Yoredeya Reish Samechei that says famously Eliyahu does show up to every bris milah. So perhaps there is a connection between Bris Milah and the Korban Pesach. We know the Dam Milah and the Dam of the Korban Pesach. The Dam of the Korban Pesach they put on the doorpost. So the two bloods were the mitzvahs we did to be Zocha and the Geula then. So there is that connection between Pesach and Milah. So perhaps Eliyahu showing up at the Bris got conflated with Eliyahu showing up at the Seder. Maybe that is part of it. But I think there's more two concrete things we do at the Seder, which probably lends itself to this notion that Eliyahu is coming. So number one is the fifth cup, the Kos Shel Eliyahu, as we call it. So it kind of sounds like, all right, we're pouring this cup for Eliyahu. Doesn't that mean that he's coming to the Seder? So first of all, the Gemara does not even mention that there's a din of the fifth cup. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote the fifth cup. The Rambah does not quote the fifth cup. The Mishnah Berurah and others before him, but the Mishnah Berurah, just there on the page, does say it, but it just is not even, like I said, the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, not brought down. So Mishnah Berurah, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, others say that we have it. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Tav Pei Siv Katan Yud that the Minog in these Medinos is to have an extra cup. The Koronoso Kosh Eliyahu Anavi, we call it the Kos of Eliyahu. Okay, kind of sounds like it's Eliyahu's cup to drink. But no, it's not why. We don't call it Eliyahu's cup because he's coming to drink it. Rather, L'ramesh anu ma'aminim shekeshem shenigalu Hashem yisparach miyutzrayim hu yigalinu od v'yishlach lanus Eliyahu liv sarina. The same way, it's to remind us, the same way Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim, so he should redeem us, he will redeem us once again from our galus, and he'll send Eliyahu to share that news. So that's why we call it the Kol Shel Eliyahu. In a similar vein, the Chassam Sofer says this is connected to the fifth lashon of Geula v'Hevesi, El Haaretz, that Hashem will bring us to Eretz Yisrael. And again, all this is like the idea that fifth cup represents the future Geula, which is why it's called the Kol Shel Eliyahu, and that's a symbolism, but it doesn't mean that Eliyahu is coming to drink the cup. So that's that. The Vilna Gaon says another pshat why it's called the Kol Shel Eliyahu, just because, like I said, there's a machlokas in the Rishonim if we even have this fifth cup. Gemara doesn't mention it. So the same way Eliyahu will solve all of our kashas in the future, so he's going to solve this one. He's going to say, he's going to come and tell us whether we should be having this fifth cup or not. That's why it's called the Kol Shel Eliyahu, not that he's coming to actually drink it. So that is the first thing we do that maybe leads to that notion. And it's not because Eliyahu is coming to drink it, at least not in the sources. I can't say that he's not. No one can really say that. That's one. And the second thing we do is opening up the door. We open up the door by Shvoch HaMascha, which is by the fifth cup. And that also, all right, we're opening up the door so Eliyahu Navi can come in. No? So probably no. So the Rama says the reason we open the door, this is also in Tav Pei, he says, we say Shvoch HaMascha, and there's a minig liftoach HaPesach to open the door. Why? Kidei Lizkor Shehu Leil Shimurim, to remember that this is the Leil Shimurim, this is the night that Hashem protects us. It's why some of the minig to sleep with their doors unlocked. We don't say Kriyash Malamita for protection. Actually, in the Shemin Ato, my great uncle. So he tells the story that his father, my great grandfather, so he had a shtibel in the Bronx. And on the Seder night at 2 o'clock in the morning when they finished, it wasn't usually safe to walk out in the streets there at 2 o'clock in the morning. But he would take a walk with him and his chassidim, his followers. They would walk the streets. It was Leil Shimurim, and he did that to show this idea of Leil Shimurim. That's why we opened the door, says the Rama, to show it's a night of protection. We're feeling confident. And we're feeling, again, it's all connected to the Geula, and Hashem will protect us and redeem us once again, but not that Eliyahu Navi is actually showing up. The Aruch HaShulchan in Tav Pei does say, he sounds like, I think this sounds pretty much like Eliyahu was there, if you read just the beginning. He says he had the minhag to open up the door and say, Baruch Haba, welcome. All right, to who? Maybe Eliyahu Navi, maybe that's where it comes from. But he continues, says, no, it's just the Chazik is Ha'amunah, it's again to strengthen our Amunah that he is coming, that Mashiach is coming, and Eliyahu is going to come to be Mevaser that, but not that we actually assume that he's there. So like I said, in the more classical sources, not really so much this idea of Elio showing up bechlal, and certainly not to drink the fifth cup. I saw brought down nothing concrete in front of me, but later, maybe more of the Hasidic approaches that Elio is present. Again, even them, I don't know if they're saying that he's drinking the fifth cup, but maybe just present with us at the Seder, and some escort Elio Novi out of the Seder. So not, I can't say it doesn't exist, but I think a lot of the belief that this fifth cup is for him to drink and we're opening the door for him to drink, I can mostly put up in the myth category. Nonetheless, the notion behind the fifth cup, the notion behind the opening door, has a lot to do with the future Geula, with the belief in the Geula, and the belief in Hashem protecting us and watching over us. So it's all good stuff. It's all, you know, a nice, very nice and uplifting theme. And connected to Elio, it's called the Kosh Elio, but maybe stopping short of him actually coming to our door. Who knows? Maybe this year he will. Maybe this year he will bring in Mashiach. And what I'm saying right now will be a myth, saying that that's a myth. Emir Tzah Hashem.